Okay, I get a little bit of what you're saying, but again, this is a lager that I don't have like every day. You know what I mean? So I don't know really what to compare it to.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Dumpster fire? Just
you were all fangirl on this, and now you've listened to us, and you're like, oh,
no,
yeah,
but
right.
I am still. I know, but I am still liking it though.
Protect your boy.
I,
yeah.
It's New Hampshire in her.
Whatever. It's it's
New
just,
Hampshire.
It's a decent crisp lager. I don't know what exactly they were going for, but it's a decent crisp lager.
I like the mouthfeel in this. It is creamy up front. It does have a crisp finish. You know, does it have a lot of great characteristics in terms of a well-made beer, well-made lager? Yes, but yeah, I think it's a combination of the hop profile is not in balance, and I think there was a bit of some process of fermentation that went awry on them somehow, some way. So,
okay,
fair.
I'm a fan, but that's right, me. Okay, doing? Well, we are going to jeez,
whatever.
Okay, minus Mike.
Nine of Mike's fingers are usually broken,
they usually are, right? We're gonna rate the Petrin 11 Palatmavi. Lager.
Well, it's not so fun when you have to say it.
Yeah.
I just want to make, I know, it's not like Wall and Paul Pack, right? The Schilling beer, we're going to rate it a 3.
We still love you, Schilling.
Yeah.
Send us all your beers right now.
Okay. Next, we're going to do another collab, and this is from Jackalope Brewing Company in our backyard in Nashville, Tennessee, and Mad Tree Brewing in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Hippies.
This beer is called Phone a Friend. Now, if memory serves, they've done this before,
they
correct?
They did it once before up in Cincinnati.
So now this time they came down to the ranch and brewed it here. It's a 5% ABV pale ale. It's using Churro, Golden Pils, Vienna, some Munich malt, some Carapils, Chinook, Riwaka. That's a new hop for me. And Pacific Sunrise.
Wow.
Why so many?
Well,
why not?
So a little bit of some disclosure here. Our very own cast member, good old boy, Tim, is the brewer at Jekyll.
Yeah.
So lead.
Well, we'll be back with more in just a minute.
Just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, and keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So today's episode is an homage to CBC Nashville. Or CBC that was in Nashville, I should say, in
CBC
May of
2023.
Yeah. And right before the break, we started discussing the Phone a Friend Pale Lager, which is a collab between our friends at Jackalope here in Nashville, Tennessee, and Mad Tree Brewing in Cincinnati.
Who we did an episode, takeover episode of a couple of seasons ago.
Yeah. I still remember the first time I tried something from them at GABF.
Pairs well with Skyline Chili.
There you go.
And it does. Absolutely.
I think that was the name of the episode.
Yeah, I'm going to give you that.
Oh, I
I'm
just
give
burped
you
up
one.
Hops.
It's a good sign.
Yeah. Well, that's...
Okay, let's talk about this beer.
Not the flavor. Actual hops just came out of his body.
I don't want to talk about
it. It's crazy. And look at the flowers.
Hey, nice cones.
I don't know. This kind of struck me as failure to hit your intended destination. You know, it just, I don't know. It feels like something that's a work in progress, that everything's just not dialed in and has a well cohesive balance. It's more of like, well, let's put, you know, a couple of cups of this in there and a couple of cups of that. And
they have a lot of ingredients in this
beer.
Yeah.
I just, and it's the way that it's flowing, you know, from across my palate, is it just, it feels like a kitchen sink. I would say that even before I read the description, the 18 hops in this.
What does this beer smell like to you guys?
It tastes like a West Coast IPA to me.
Mm-hmm. It's like a wannabe.
It has a lot of the,
it looks like one,
woody resin components, you know, of a West Coast without the burnt caramel.
Yeah,
you know, component.
It's like a new West Coast, you know, where they don't back it up with that caramel as much.
Yeah,
I think it smells like Big League Chew.
Margaret's got gum on the brain.
I don't even chew gum. I haven't chewed gum in years.
This is a beer that I would like after the fourth or fifth iteration of it. You know, it's one of those things where I just think that the recipe they were working off of, it just wasn't really mature enough. That's all.
Yeah, and I think also a pale ale versus an IPA, which has a little more ABV to it, you don't need to be layering all these various hops in there. It's almost like it's too overwhelming for this particular,
it's a little overkill
base style of beer. You should just
Well, it makes it hard to distinguish the flavor. So you know, each hops have just, and I'm not the biggest beer guy anymore, but you know, the hops, you get a good Centennial, you know that, oh man, Centennial, this tastes exactly like it's supposed to,
right?
You know, or like any other types of hops, you just like, but when you start mashing them together, you lose the properties.
Hop salad, it gets a little muddy.
The floral properties and the spicy notes that you get from some of them hops, you just lose it.
I agree. Absolutely.
I think this is a well-made pale ale that just the hop profile got away from them. And that seems to be, you know, the missing link here.
Yeah. I'd like to see maybe if they did this as like a single hop beer or something and just let one thing kind of go through.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I'm just a little confused because I'm looking at this Rewalka hops, which I'm not familiar with.
Well, it's Chinook. Well, yeah.
Okay. So, no, I mean, like Chinook, sure. West Coast. Yeah. I get it. But this is meant to be like, this is very citrus aromas with pink grapefruit, like something more indicative of a hazy. Mm-hmm. So, I guess I'm just a little confused.
Not there.
Maybe even a little higher ABV would have been better on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a little bit more malt to help.
Exactly.
To help things along.
Seven and a half or something.
Kind of boost it up a little bit.
Yeah.
No, I think that would have just amplified the confusion.
You think so?
Yeah. Sorry. I love you, Tim, but I don't think so, man. Not today.
I give it this. Art, what do you give it?
Two.
Oh. All right. Well, we are going to rate the Phone a Friend a 2.
Maybe phone a different friend.
Yeah.
A different friend?
Oh, snap.
I'm sure they're all great.
Well, okay. So this begs to challenge, I guess, or like a thought is when CBC comes to a town. Okay. So you're all excited about the Craft Brewers Conference. There's going to be a lot of brewers coming to town. And obviously a lot of beer is going to be flowing. Do you automatically just go for the stuff that you don't normally get? Do you go to your comfort zone of like your friendly neighborhood breweries that you go to all the time and support them as well during this? Like, what do you do? Mm. What do you think about?
I feel like some of these things are like the things at Brewery were like mini beer fests. And it actually just so happened that right around that same time was the Southern Grist birthday party bash.
Which I thought was really cool that they just in the sense that they were bringing, they knew all these breweries were going to be coming to the city anyways.
Yeah. But like, you know, it was either, you know, like it was like 90 degrees that day and it was at the baseball stadium and they had like, you know, more more imperial stouts than I think might have been a good idea.
Yeah, at, you know, save those for winter warmer.
Yeah. But to go back to like the break things, I think when you get a chance to get stuff that you don't ordinarily get, and you get to sample it and try it, I think you absolutely have to do that kind of thing.
Well, the thing that I've noticed about each, you know, craft brewers conference is that this is the brewers festivals, you know, this is their festival for each other.
Yeah.
And they really are almost trying to outdo each other, you know.
Sure.
And you really find a lot of things that you'll never find in their tap rooms. You won't find it, you know, commercially available. They're variations of some things that they've already done really well, but, you know, from a cost perspective, you know, they won't do something that, you know, they'll bring, you know, one or two sixtels of, you know.
Well, this is a good chance to kind of dip your toe into a new market too, and kind of see how, see what flies.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we've seen some things cross over from, you know, temporary contracts that are issued for, you know, other festivals. And but I love the fact that, you know, CBC came back, you know, to the national market. Everybody had a really, really good time last time. And I heard from a lot of brewers after they were here and even were hitting me up on where should we eat here or there. And a lot of people asking me for some access to the Whiskey House. And, you know, so it was, I could tell everybody was having a really good time. It was really unfortunate I was not in town, you know, for this at all this year.
Oh, that's what everybody was saying. It's like,
finally, it's peace.
Yeah.
Who's the guy that's going to tell me my hot profile sucks? Yeah. So
there's no one here to say never make this again.
Right, you know? Yeah.
Sell your fermenters. But see, Nashville, love it or hate it, you know, I mean, a lot of us who live here kind of hate this about it, is a tourist town. I mean, that's what this place is built
unfortunately
around, you know. And so any kind of conference or any kind of group meeting or whatever is gonna be awesome for the people who come in for it, because this town is built to entertain, you know.
My town makes Lovebird.
That's right.
You know,
wow. Lovebird.
As she rolls her eyes at me again.
That's like her favorite Jack O'Lantern beer.
By it is. Lovebird is cool. Yeah. All right.
So that's her one chick beer. So
let's get back to some beer. Okay. Yeah. So now we're going to go to one of the breweries that came into Nashville for CBC. And this is Arcane Ale Works from Florida, and it's their Ninja Star Kisses.
Don't think I've ever had Arcane.
Double dry hop NIPA, 7.6%. Dry hop with Citra, Sabro, and Matuka.
What's NIPA?
New England
IPA.
And it's a wheat IPA. His first brewed is a wheat IPA. I'm sorry.
I definitely know a whole lot about this corner of the world.
Juicy.
So, Largo is right above north of Clearwater, and you go through Tarpon Springs. There's Largo, there's Hudson, Florida. You know, right through there. So it's also the home of, oh my gosh, Bob Sylvester. He lives there.
The former home of Saint Somewhere.
Yeah, and the sponge capital of the world. So
sponge capital.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to elaborate on that.
Yeah, it's where they harvest natural sponges is right there.
Oh, I thought you meant like there's a lot of people trying to borrow money from their relatives.
Right.
No,
that's what I was thinking.
I have actually not seen Ninja. A little further south on the Gulf is where I live, and I haven't seen
Arcane
drift that far south just yet. So it's great to try this. It's very melon forward.
Mm. Yeah,
huge it is. Cantaloupe. You know, yeah.
I don't hate it.
Honeydew.
This is it's going to be a good review.
Yeah. Mango.
Well, this is a different take on a NIPA that we have been used to.
This is definitely a melon forward hazy.
This
IPA.
Is a Florida NIPA.
Let's just say this is my first NIPA.
Oh.
So
Not into hazy boys.
So, you know.
Oh.
Well, this is not
I don't
your,
hate it.
This my is Boston not, cousins would
this
like
is
spit
not
at
your
you.
Typical NEPA taste profile.
It's not as
I like, don't think orange, I would take a six pack of this dinner.
Orange, it's different. You know, like orange, yeah, tangerine. That's why I'm being very specific, because most people are like, where's all the citrus? Where's all the oranges? Where's all the lemons?
It's very fruit and juice forward. Yeah.
So
you know,
low acid, really sweet.
Yeah.
It's got a good finish.
I get some juicy fruit.
Does it say what the IBUs are on this?
7.6.
Well, I was going to say what the
bitterness unit.
Yeah. Because I bet it's well like maybe 20. But
I think it's made, Reverend Mark. It's well what? Made. This beer?
Yep. Yeah. For what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not a big NEPA fan either, so.
It's good mouthfeel. Great finish. I like off this. I don't think there is anything offensive about it. I'm the little, you know, if you want a NEPA that's a little on the sweeter side and not your typical citrus bomb, boom, this is it.
Yeah, I mean, beers like this, they put me in kind of a weird place, because at 7.6, I can't...
It's outside in the front lawn.
Drink it, yeah, exactly.
Okay, but
in my
again...
Daisy Dukes.
Avert your eyes, children.
This is Florida.
I just want to know how the rooster comes into this story.
Just keep walking, away. Honey, just keep walking.
So, but like, 7.6, I wouldn't drink a ton of them. And there's a lot going on flavor-wise in this beer. Mm-hmm.
There is. This is 70 IBUs. And this is now one of Arcane's most beloved New England IPAs.
And it's wheat.
Yeah.
I think that's the other strange thing about this.
Well, I think that's where you're getting some of that sweetness, too.
Yeah.
What do you think, Juliana?
So, I'm trying to, like... If I was a Floridian and I was drinking this and I wanted to be on the NEPA bandwagon, so to speak, and I couldn't get Trillium or Treehouse or those beloved ones that we've all had and enjoyed.
You can get Trillium there now. But
you can?
Yes,
oh. Yeah.
You just can't get it here.
Right.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Tennessee.
It's like they shoot all the way across Tennessee.
Yeah, they drive right through town just to deliver it to Florida.
Yeah, give and do this to us, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's decent. It's not what I classify, though, as a New England IPA.
Very tough to try and go toe-to-toe in this town, you know, when you have Homestyle there as, you know, a diehard. You have, Teal, you know, from Southern Grist. And, you know, you have very iconic hazy IPAs from many different breweries, you know, here in town. And I think to bring something, it feels a bit like a Don Quixote moment. And it's like, you really want to go?
But I think that goes back to dipping your toe in a market.
Yeah.
I'm
very critical of a lot of Florida breweries, primarily because of the, you know, water source. And it's a very tough, you know, source of water in Florida. It's just...
You have to do reverse osmosis.
And you have to get, you know, add minerals on the back end. And so I just, I'm not a huge fan of this, you know, at the end of the day.
Okay. Well, we're going to rate the Arcane Ninja Star Kisses a 2.
Oh, boo. I thought it was a 3. You guys are jerks.
Okay, last but certainly not least, let's spend a minute on something completely different.
The Godsicle.
We got bourbon?
The Godsicle Polish style smoked lager.
Ooh, I get it. It's like a... It's like a Bologna.
Okay, look.
I'm loving Barger's first reaction.
It just smells like a meat locker.
Wow.
Okay, look.
It's like walking in New York deli and it's like all a meat hanging from the ceiling.
Give me
like,
a Bologna sandwich
okay,
here.
So, Barger, this is what I grew up with.
Oh.
Yes, it's also known as Polish
in
champagne. It's a style of beer that is low in alcohol, highly carbonated, and hop like a pilsner,
but
uses only oak smoked wheat for the malt base.
Mm. Yeah, we only have time for a few comments.
This does remind me of a bologna sandwich, the smell of it.
This is gorgeous to me.
I like it.
I think it's very well balanced.
Oh.
This is gorgeous.
Easy
but
drinking.
It is.
Again,
tastes like spam. Okay.
So.
How do you. It tastes like spam.
No, it does not taste like spam.
Maybe he likes spam. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
For a smoked beer, this is really good.
Yep.
This is really good.
We are going to
rate
the Groziski a 4.
Wow.
Over Barker.
That's against protest. That's under protest.
Okay, well... Your delicate palate isn't used to this style beer.
We're going to give you a good bologna sandwich to pair this with, and you'll go, oh, my gosh.
But this is beautiful. So I'm very proud of them.
Go Eastern PA.
I know, right? Northeastern PA.
Oh, I didn't know this was a PA beer.
This would be good with lox and capers.
You know, it actually might. Well, that is going to do it for today. I think this was a really cool episode.
I think it was.
I look forward to the next CBC, hopefully not missing the next one.
Yeah.
All right. Good old boy Barger. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, guys, and smoke them if you got them.
Good old boy Mike.
Hey, come back. Enjoy another exciting episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes. I will ask you to keep on sipping.
Reverend Mark, thanks so much for being here.
Always a pleasure.
Good old boy Dave.
I'm burping smoke.
This is good old gal Juliana. Keep on chuggling, and we will keep the buttons away from Mike next time.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Hand me the button for sure.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Tan Ham production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
When I can't remember. Demanding, oh, we fight like the best of friends. For all
You're listening